And I went to the opening remarks. The Minister of Heritage, Shelley Glover, that was a talk about the future of Canadian television. This first speaker really started getting me thinking about, do we call it TV anymore?
And it used to be called the Banff Television Festival. Now it's the Banff World Media Festival. And I think that change was made to address the change in the way that people consume content.
If I'm watching it online and it's Orange is the New Black and Netflix has made it, it's not on traditional TV. And that is sort of where the future is in discussion. Mm-hmm. And where it gets discussed is in Banff every year. You have the major networks there, the Canadian ones especially, because Canadian TV is front and center at this event. And that's really important because I think that we've often struggled at times as a nation with having our own content, something that the CRTC actually regulates with the need for Canadian content. But when you go to online platforms, does that still apply? How do we need to change the rules of our regulator to address the change in technology and the way we consume entertainment? And that's where the CRTC head, Jean-Pierre Blais, that's what he spoke about in his remarks. And then there was a panel involving both the head of CBC's, Blue Ant Media, BBC Worldwide, TVA, Lionsgate, and Rogers.
The parent company of this radio station.
One of the things that Rogers was doing at the festival was discussing between.
So that's an interesting story because it's on City TV here in Canada. In other countries, it's on Netflix. And then they've got a distribution deal with Show Me to show Between. And then it will be on Netflix Canada in about a year or so. So they're using multiple avenues to distribute that content.
This event, we always have a debate. Is this really locally relevant? Is this worth my time to write about for our readers or talk about for the residents of the Bow Valley? And while the festival does happen here, it really doesn't have a connection.
I have to agree with you on that point. I'm all about interesting events in the Bow Valley. This is definitely one of those because they bring in lots of really interesting people, a few famous celebrities, and have lots of great content. But as a community event, I wouldn't say so much because not too many community members actually get to take part in this, if any at all. This year, they actually opened it up to volunteers. They said volunteers in the community. But it's very much an insider kind of event that doesn't really bring a lot to the Banff community, I would argue.
We are a venue for many conventions and conferences, and I think this one really does attract attention because it is about entertainment. And it becomes relevant, I think, to everyone in the Bow Valley because we're all consumers of entertainment, and therefore is interesting, but not on a local angle.